Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2588. You may be broke, but not broken, by Kirsten Saunders of richandregular.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. This show is actually one of multiple shows in our network covering different topics like personal development, health, relationships, and work. So if you like this show, be sure to search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this to find all of our others. But for now, let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. You may be broke, but not broken, by Kirsten Saunders of richandregular.com. What's the point? Does it even make sense to try? We don't know if everyone in the room felt it or if we were just in tune with this young brother as he asked a question about investing. Though looking back, it was more of a peek into his emotional well-being than an inquiry on what to do with his money. He started strong, but as he began listing his debts, his voice got softer and softer. You can see the wheels turning as he considered whether he was truly comfortable blurting out his actual debt balance in front of 50 onlooking strangers. Finally, he settled on murmuring six figures in student loan debt, with a sad smirk on his face implying, "It is what it is." After hearing us and a few other people on a panel talk about investing, expected returns, and the anticipated ROI on our portfolios, his question was a common one. He wanted to know, if the interest rate on his loans were about 5-6%, does it even make sense to invest if the stock market historically has produced an average return of 7%, adjusted for inflation? The other panelist agreed that in general, it's always a good thing to invest your money, even if it's just a little bit. After all, there is value in overcoming the emotional barriers of investing and getting into a rhythm of putting your money to work for you. We sensed his shame and wanted to add our 2 cents, but figured we'd catch him privately after the panel. Unfortunately, when we looked up, he was gone. His question was a good one, and we really wanted to answer it. More importantly, we wanted to give him hope because we could sense how broken he was by the debt balance he'd accrued over the years. For us, the last few weeks have been filled with incredible highs and some deeply heavy lows. On one end, we've hung out with some of our favorite people, knocked out a couple podcast interviews, got featured by a 60-second stock, and made some key moves to grow our blog and business. On the other end, we've met people who are going through some really difficult times. This young man was one of those people, but there were others. Not too long ago, we were hanging out with a dear friend of ours. She's brilliant, one of a kind, and capable of doing anything she puts her mind to. But by her own admission, she's also clueless about money. She's one of our biggest supporters, and while she gets it on paper, she can't envision actually taking any of the steps we've taken. We don't push because she's a grown-ass woman and we respect her boundaries. It just sucks knowing she may be spending the money she needs for her future today. Then we had the pleasure of meeting another young woman that nearly brought us both to tears. She was a 20-something single mom working hard to ensure she had enough money to get by and make sure her young son had a steady supply of the medicine he needs. Against all odds, she was actively investing and ready to do more. She made about $30,000 and drove for Uber on her off time, but she was drop-dead tired because of it. Have you ever met someone that had great energy? Well, this girl had it in spades. Either that or she was hopped up on Red Bull, not sure. Either way, after speaking with her, we couldn't help but think how fortunate we were, not just for the decisions we've made for ourselves, but because our little chat may have contributed to her holding on a little longer and potentially helping to dig her out of the hole she was in. We did our best to give her confidence that this was just a season and that she had the tools she needed to get ahead. Towards the end of our talk, she got a little choked up and came in for a hug. It was a tender moment and a reminder of the why behind our decision to share our story. The good news is, for every really sad and hopeless encounter we have, there are a handful of people who have taken some steps to better prepare for their future. Getting those random emails or DMs is always special to us and owns a soft spot in our hearts. It brings us back to when we were in seemingly hopeless situations. Back in 2007, Mr. R&R found himself the proud owner of a new home while he was a grad student, working at the school during the days and waiting tables at night. Well, in 2008, the value of that home dropped in half, the economy tanked, and despite having a strong culinary background, PB&Js were on the menu several times a week. He was a not-so-proud homeowner of a fixer-upper and picking up extra shifts whenever he could to keep the lights on. Back in the early 2010s, during Mrs. R&R's post-college years, she was tearing up the Atlanta club scene, looking cute but broke as f*** underneath the surface. Slowly but surely, she racked up over $30,000 in consumer debt with no end in sight. To make matters worse, she was bailed out of her situation and slowly spent herself right back into the hole she was in. Luckily, when we met each other in 2012, we stumbled into an uncomfortable conversation about money after a trip to Panama. At the time, Mr. R&R was well on the path to debt freedom, so he had a better sense of where she was on the journey. Since she was just starting out and hadn't quite come to grips with how cancerous debt can be, Mr. R&R encouraged her to own it and get on a plan to eliminate it. At the time, you couldn't have told her she would ever be debt-free. Today, she'd be the first person to tell you she was wrong. The moral of the story is, we've both been broke as f*** before, but we didn't let it break us. Listen, we don't have a magic eight ball, tarot cards, or Jesus on the main line. What we do have is our own life experience and a growing network of people who have done what we've done and more. That alone has given us faith, first and secondhand experience to guide us to where we are today. We don't know who needs to hear this, but please know, the dollar amount you owe today doesn't define you. A poor credit score doesn't define you. The decisions you make in your younger years do not define you. The jobs you've had and lost don't define you. And neither do the people who can't quite wrap their arms around the vision you have for your life. You define you. And if tomorrow you want to change your definition, you can do that too. The tactics to paying off debt are endless, and the people trying to help you along that process are plentiful. You can pick a few, all or none of the above, but ultimately, it's up to you. You just listened to the post titled, You May Be Broke, But Not Broken, by Kirsten Saunders of richandregular.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. I absolutely love the encouragement in this post. When I first started reading personal finance content, I really tried to find stuff that was optimistic like this. There's so much out there that talks about the struggle of debt repayment and how difficult it can be. And it often made me feel ashamed of the situation I got myself into. Sure, digging out of debt can be challenging, but with the right perspective, it can also be really empowering and an amazing opportunity to learn the skills and habits you need for building wealth. I think it's important to remember that this is all figure-outable. And if you're able to maintain the belief that it is possible to dig out of the hole you find yourself in, you're more likely to take the action you need to do so. And if you've made financial mistakes, join the club. I know very few people who have reached a degree of financial freedom without making some mistakes or cleaning up some messes along the way. I certainly fall into this category. My 20s were defined by mindless consumption and being completely financially illiterate. But I don't regret it because the process of digging out of 30 grand of debt and then saving and investing 60% of my income gave me a great base to build from. I'm not sure I would have learned as much as I have about money management if I wasn't forced to through my own screw-ups. So back to the question that opened up this article. What's the point? Does it even make sense to try? The point is that you got this. And yes, it couldn't possibly make more sense to try because the effort you put in now in cleaning up your finances is going to lead you to places you can't possibly anticipate from your current vantage point. That'll do it for today and another installment of Optimal Finance Daily. Have a happy Monday. Thank you for being here every day and listening. And I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.